Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed. Pastor Cupido, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. And how are you doing?
My God is good, man. Thank you. Thanks for having me, man. And also the listeners, thank you for your ears that you are lending to me today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, we are going to be talking about courtship this afternoon, and it's hard to keep track of the rules. One day you're told that you're too young to be thinking about courtship and or dating, and before you know it, you're being asked, what's the delay? Where's the partner? So when is the right time? This is what the young people and those who are looking to tie the knot want to actually know. So, Pastor, is there a right age or wrong age even to start dating or courting?
Yeah, first of all, friends, we need to understand you need to be a sober-minded person. And secondly, you need to understand what you are going to do and let you in if you want to court. Remember, you must be a person that can think what is right and what is wrong. So the age that I will prefer is when you are mature enough to have a relationship with a person. Remember, courting is more serious and traditionally than dating. And it involves getting to know your partner with expectations that marriage is the end goal. So when you want to have a relationship with someone, you need to be of the mind that you know what you are going to let you in. And it's very important. Dating is a broad term, and that can mean many things, including casual dating, hooking up, or being in a long-term relationship. Dating is about finding someone to marry. So you need to be careful not to. Remember, some people don't want to have a friend, to court with or to have a relationship. Now we need to understand it. Now there are different cultures in the world, and they have different reasons and different ways how they want to court. Now let's go to the reason why you want to court. Now, courtship helps to build some excitement around your partner and the relationship you will be getting into. So the courtship period allows you to express your feelings and gives you a time to prepare yourself for you and your partner to go into a beautiful relationship. So you need to be mature enough. You must have a mindset where you will not be doing things and let you in that you will be troublesome. You know, because that can be a great problem,
yeah.
Especially our young people today.
So a young person, I do apologize for interjecting the pastor. So you're saying that the person must be mature enough. So here's an 18-year-old who says to you, Pastor, I think I'm mature, man. You know, I don't do things my age, you know. I don't even sit with my age mates. I sit with the 26, 27-year-olds. And I'm turning 19, actually. I've already started working. And would you then say that that person is mature enough? I mean, if the gauge is maturity?
For me, if your behavior... Your mindset,
I see,
must be such that you want to have a relationship with a friend, a partner, a woman. Let me put it blunt and straight: with a woman or with a man. And we need to understand that a courtship helps build some excitement around your partner when you are sure and old enough to be accountable for your actions. And therefore, it is vital to understand what and so what is the benefits of being in a relationship with a friend, a man or a woman. Now, you must also remember there is an attraction, and this is the first stage of dating, and it plays a fundamental part in whether the connection can develop into something more. Now, you need to be careful also on the age side. You know, you cannot date a person that is much older than you, although there are many people today who do such things.
Mm-hmm.
10 years, 15 years. Now remember, there's also the challenge of education.
Yeah.
Now, just this weekend, we had a chat with a person. They're also dating.
Mm.
But there is a age difference. And the other thing is also the education difference. And that will definitely cause challenges in your courtship.
Because you don't want to be talking about planning for the future and talking about finances, et cetera, and somebody's clueless about it.
Absolutely. Remember, when you're engaged in a relationship with a person, your dating will always be talk about what will happen in the future.
Mm.
You know, that means, what is the purpose of your courtship? A courtship is the process of getting to know someone to decide whether or not to pursue a more serious relationship with that person. So courtship to me may also involve convincing another person why you are serious in the relationship. And the good idea is you must be on the same level. When we are talking about education, because that is a big problem that our young people face nowadays. And we need to understand also that when we court, you must know what you are doing and you are getting or letting you in. Now, how long or the duration of your courtship should be based on the age and level of understanding of the partner. And if both of the partners are already old, say between 30, 35 and 40, the courtship should be between 1 to 2 years. Because remember, you can't just go into a marriage. You need to know each other.
Yes.
And I'm busy counseling a couple. They met in this year, April. They want to get married now, September. And I foresee a challenge because they don't know each other.
Mm.
Their backgrounds are from different places, and they've grown up in different areas. So when you court, you need to be careful. You need to have a goal. Né? Your primary purpose of courting is for us, for you as a couple, possibly. Also, their families and important people in their lives to get to know each other and figure out whether the relationship will move or continue to marriage. Now, what is the idea for courting? We need to understand courting during a courtship, a couple or a group gets to know each other and decide if there will be an engagement. Remember, it's not just marriage. You need to follow the processes.
Mm.
You need to understand. You need to learn. You need to go out. And the main challenges that we have is there is always a competition between the two.
Mm.
Who will be the best? Who will be more intelligent? And in your courtship, you need to be aware of that.
Now, tell me, Pastor, you are saying that the courtship should not be too long. I mean, I'm really interested here because people have I've had people having a relationship for 10 years and only getting married after that, and the relationship lasts or doesn't last. Others would date for a year, or maybe 8 months, and they get married, and marriage would last or not last. How long is too long, really, and how short is too short?
Okay. When the couple is expected to spend time with each other more before they think even of getting married, it is vitally important. You need to know each other. You know, the person that I like and to love to read is Ellen White. She said there should be a period where the couple need to understand each other when they do something together. By reading the Bible, go out in nature, that is where you learn your partner. And that will then tell you how long will you be able to court with a person. You know, if you do it in a haste, not knowing each other can be a big problem.
Mm.
Remember, when you get married, that is only then may you find out who is the person, the real person in your life. Now, I need to also to warn you, the young people, that don't just get married. Test the person. You know, she said, you have to go to your, the woman must go to the man's house, and the man must go to the woman's house to see he or her behavior. And then only if he or she is ready to get married. Remember, marriage is not a play, something to play with. It's holy. Nowadays, you know, we find people they're getting married today, tomorrow they divorce. You need to know your partner. You know, you need to know what is your partner up to. Because remember, sometimes you marry for wrong reasons.
Yep.
Nowadays, people marry for security reasons.
Mm.
I'm fed up with my mother and my father. I want to get out of the house. And therefore, we need to caution our young people. When they want to get married, in the courtship, they need to understand the reason we want to get married is because of love. And when you court with someone, remember, you need to know that person. Because after a while, you must, as a woman, you must be sure that this person that you court with is a person that you can trust.
Now I see that the time is going to be against us, and I need you to please, before we can go, what would you say are the pros and cons of dating at a younger age?
Yeah. The challenges is with the younger age people. Remember, you need to first have a vision. You need to have a goal in life. So if I caught too early, now say nowadays the kids have at school they have girlfriends and have boyfriends.
Mm.
And you need to be directed in your life. What is it a good thing to caught early? Is it a bad thing?
Mm-hmm.
It also depends your background, where you come from. Now this is where the parents plays a vital role.
Okay.
In guiding and leading the children, when is the right time to have a boyfriend or have a girlfriend?
Mm, mm.
It also depends the how they've been grown up, you know, in the environment. And remember, in the olden days, we could not go to our parents, but now the children, they learn these things at school, and they come and they ask us all kinds of challenges. Now, courting, whether it's a potential partner, makes a genuine effort to make an impression and to win the heart of the potential mate.
Yeah, yeah. So you basically,
and also with good intentions.
You're basically marketing yourself, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So if you are too young, it can be a challenge. Remember, you still need to look who is going to be my partner. So and it is also about a seriousness when you are too young to court. But when you are around about 19, 18, 17, it's a good time, you know. And then what I forget to say that, but get done with your studies first.
Oh, yeah.
Because it can impact it can be impact in your studies if you quote early. Because couples expect you to spend time with each other
Yes.
often, and if you are and as a school child, if he or she are caught too early, some will be neglected their studies, and that can be a challenge for the younger ones. So we what we say to them is, be intelligent enough. Because it is important to know at what date you are able to look to a friend, a partner in courtship. Because courtship can sometimes be serious, sometimes not serious.
Now, Pastor, thank you so much for that. Very, very, very important. Now, do we have perhaps the same for the older people? What would you say are the pros and cons of dating or courting at a much older or mature age?
Yeah, right. It is important that you need to know the background of that person. Let me say, if he or she was married before.
Okay.
And the only thing that we need for a man or a woman is to be honest when they are courting. That is now when you want to remarry. Okay, but
yeah,
I think you concentrate on those who are want to get married at a good age.
No, older. I mean, let's say these people are now in their late 30s, early 40s, and they've never been really married. Are there disadvantages of now trying to start looking for a partner at around that age?
Right. Yes. Adulthood. Or the maximal performance age begins when growth in height terminates, or in velocity, slow to almost impeccable rate. And it's important that for women and men, at the age of 20, 25, 40, they also need to be mature to go into that relationship. So remember, when you are courting a person, you need to know that you want to do something, you want to reach something, you want to get married with that person. So by the age of 30, 40, 29, I think that's a good age for you to have a relationship with a person.
Yeah, and you
said... Because we need to settle down. You need to think of settle down when you're in the age of 20, 30, 34. Yeah. And so it is better... Courting and dating are both invalid ways to know someone. Courting is necessary, better than dating, if you know someone. Now, we are talking about both dating and courting. Okay, but for me, if you court someone, if you are courting, then you need to be an active person in the relationship. If you know what I mean by saying an active person.
Yeah, active person. You talk about the performance.
Performance in how do you behave yourself in while you're together as a couple. Someone have said once that you cannot marry a person that you don't know. So while you are courting, you need to know that person. His behavior or her behavior, what is she up to? What is he up to? Can you trust him? And when you court, there's nothing to play with. Because you need to tell your partner that courtship, I must also say that courtship offers a trial period to determine whether or not the couple is really ready for marriage. Now, when you are old enough to think, what is the pros and the cons, why and why not, then I think by the age of 20 to 35, you'll be ready to get married. I was married when I was 26 years old, rather 25 years old. And it was a good age for me because then I was intelligent enough to make decisions.
Yeah. Well, Pastor, I must say that it was fantastic to have you. And we, I think, laid a firm background for our conversation. We're going to be joining you once again, or you're going to be inviting you to join us again tomorrow as we are going to be continuing about this topic. I think it's very, very, very important topic because I think it's the one decision, in my view, that you don't want to mess up, because should you not make this decision right, it could actually have implications for the rest of your life.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right. Pastor Cupido, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you very much. God bless you and all. Thank you for the listeners. And may you remember, God loves you.
Lovely.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much.
My brother.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.